Calcified axis is the most important topic of this chapter, which usually comes in the theory as well as in the clinical exam. In the clinical exam, you must go through it for the clinical slides only. So you must have a very good and sound concept of the calcified axis. Up till now, we discussed the deposition of the calcium within the dermis and the subcutaneous tissue without any vasculopathy or without any vascular occlusion. But in case of calcified axis, it is a life-threatening condition because it is a type of a vasculopathy in which the calcium deposition occurs in the dermis and subcutaneous tissue involving the vessel wall as well, which lead to vascular occlusion, and hence it is it produces a very grave and very bad prognosis. Exact etiology is not understood, but it has been associated with certain conditions like renal failure, hyperparathyroidism, hepatic failure, obesity, intake of certain drugs like OCPs, inherited conditions like protein C, NS deficiency, diabetes, and connective tissue diseases. It is predominantly present in the females with a ratio of female to male ratio more than 4:1, and the age incidence is usually either in the middle age adults or in the elderly.